I'm not going to call you old, Dion, but how did your veteran body take 2 games in 5 days last week?
Oh, it was pretty good. I feel real good. It's the mind. It's not the body.
But you got another one right around the corner. I mean, how does that kind of affect? I mean, you see some guys maybe getting breaks. Maybe they wouldn't have before, but with so many games in a short period of time, right. Does that hurt maybe kind of getting ready for a season when you're actually just sitting some guys because of that schedule?
Not really. You know, I think the biggest thing is that, Coach Belichick understands and knows how to maneuver things. You know, like I said last week, he knew how much we need to be in practice, and he knew when to take us out, when to put us in. And I think the rest is up to the player. You know, we have to take care of it. This is our job. So we have to do our part, and, the Coach Belichick does his part with the guys on the team.
You played a lot late in that game on Monday, and then you had the 22 snaps offensively on Friday. Was there a plan in place, Dion, where you talked to the coaching staff and you knew what the plan would be in terms of playing time in those two games?
No, sir. I think my thing is we all have to prepare to play 60 minutes. That goes from top to bottom, from Tomlin up to the last guy on the roster. That's our job. That's what we're told to do, and that's what we have to do.
It seems like this offense, there's been a lot of pressure on Tom in some of these games here. Is that a concern? Are you guys working in practice? Any concern at all like getting ready for the season and the offense just sort of not looking like they're in sync right now?
Not really. The biggest thing, we're trying a lot of different things. And some of the stuff, who knows? These teams may be game planning for us, and we're not doing that. We're just going out trying to work on different things. And some of the stuff that's working, we'll keep and try to improve that. Some of the stuff that's not working, we'll try to get rid of that, throw it out, or try to make it a little bit better. But there's no concern for us. I think overall we just got to continue working hard at trying to get better each and every day,
You talk about the offense being in sync and working on stuff, Dion. Is there a point at some point preseason where everyone starts to get on that same page? You can feel that, okay, all this practice time, the OTAs, everything is sort of come together. When do you feel like that you start to see that in the preseason?
Oh, well, we see it. We see it in practice and stuff. The thing is, we're not going to go out there and show Tampa Bay our stuff. We're not going to show the Saints. We're not showing Philly. We just go out there and work on certain things that the coaches would like to see. I think overall when it comes time for it, we would do it, starting the Tennessee game and this and that. I think the work that we're putting in practice and the things that coaches are looking for, we're doing that. We just got to continue to improve, though.
Tough day today, one of a couple of cuts. What is it like in there today? What is it like yesterday, knowing one of the guys, Dante Stallworth, part of that wide receiving core, was cut? What is it like in that clubhouse today?
It's still the same. It's shocking that you say that. When I'm hearing the news, as you hear it. Mm. So I think most important is our job. We all know what's what, and, it's around that time that things are starting to happen, but we didn't notice anything happen up to this point.
So you didn't know that Dante Stallworth was released?
No, sir. My job is just come in and do me, and trust me, I can't, the coaches does the evaluation and that, and they handle that process. We just do the rest.
Yeah, you've been through a lot of these. Does it ever, does it get easier, man? You get in a weird position that you're with these guys, you prepare, you work, and then all of a sudden, boom, one day you got teammates that aren't there. And I'm curious, does it ever get easier as the years go on?
No, it don't. It doesn't. It's not easy for the coaches either. That's just harder for the coaches. But the thing is, we have a different relationship with the guys, the locker room and all that. Especially some of the guys that you grew up with, that you played with, in college and played with in the NFL for X amount of years. But it doesn't get easier.
Well, if you don't know that news, you might not know that Aaron Hernandez was also extended. You got a nice little long-term deal. You got to have him pick up some lunches for you then.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's something that we, what was the extension?
Five-year deal, man.
No plan. congratulations to him, man. He deserved it. He deserved it. Kids work hard. He works hard, and like I said, he deserved it. The coaches feel that it's time for that to happen for him.
When you came into the league, did tight ends look the way and play the way Aaron Hernandez plays that position, Dion?
Yes and no. It's calling with team. I think, we do a good job upstairs evaluating the talent and bringing in the guys that fits this offense, and so far they've done a great job of doing that. You know, and it's hard. Some teams like to run the ball. They need blocking tight end. You know, we need both.
Hey, Dion, I heard you some comments when you first people asking you about Jeff Demps earlier, and you actually said that you saw him run before. Did you see him run before the Olympics?
I've seen him run on television, nothing live.
Right.
You know, me personally.
I thought it was before the Olympics you had seen him run or something.
Yeah, I mean, I saw his trials and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How fast is he, by the way?
He's fast.
Because it doesn't always translate into pads, right? I mean, a guy can just run, you know, 100 meters, but you see him in football pads, he doesn't, you know, doesn't always translate. But apparently from what you hear and what people are saying, you know, yesterday, that over the weekend, rather, this guy's no joke.
Yeah. I hope he can just continue doing that to bring that Olympic spirit to the team as well.
If I line him up on the line, how much of a head start do I have to give you to beat him? And let's say a 40-yard dash. What are you talking about? You give you 20 yards? Is that enough for you?
He needs to give me 30.
You got a couple of guys there, and Demps and Slater. Is Slater's pretty fast in special teams? I mean, is Demps going to challenge Matthew Slater for fastest Patriot if he's with this team?
Nah, neither one of those guys are planning on trying to race each other. You know, it's just all about trying to make this team and do what they can to help this team out. You know, and I think the coach has done enough evaluating both of those guys and their talents and everything, and they're going to use them the right way.
You know, you look at a couple of days, you guys got the New York Giants. I don't know if you remember them or not.
Mm-hmm.
But
we do.
Yeah, you played them a little bit earlier in the year.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I know it's the fourth game and the final game, but if you're out there, I mean, I know nobody knows who's going to be playing. Is there a little something different playing that team after given what happened in February?
Nah, you know, the February is behind us. You know, it's all about 2012/13 season. And then for us to go out there Wednesday and execute our plays, you know, and that's what it's all about. Nothing from the past, no grudges and none of that stuff. It's all about going out, executing the stuff that we installed this week and trying to put out a great performance this week.
Is that next change of pace once you get through the Giants game and you start to start work on Tennessee and you get to prep for a certainty? Is that the next gear of the preseason to recognize, these good games are gone, now we get to actually focus on a real opponent and game plan for Tennessee in a couple of days?
Yes, sir. I mean, we get out of the minicamp, off-season mode, minicamp, training camp, now in in-season mode. You know, that happens as soon as this game is over. We get right into it. It's on to Tennessee. You know, we'll go back and watch the film and correct all the mistakes we made, hopefully none, and then just move forward, trying to go out and put some good football on the field September 9th.
Labor Day coming up. I got Louisville, Kentucky. Here we go.
I hope
the Labor Day weekend's good to you, but I hope your Louisville Cardinals start the year on a good point here, Dion.
Oh, man, we all hope that. You know, I think we will. You know, Coach Charles Strong, he's done a great job recruiting with those guys, and I'm pretty sure they're going to do a great job this year.
It's a Sunday game, too. You're going to are you going to make the appearance of Papa John's?
I won't be. You know what? Probably not. You know.
Probably not?
No, more likely I would not make that game. I have bigger, I got a bigger job ahead of me than just be trying to go fly down to Louisville. You know, I hope the best for my alumni, but, I got to get ready for Tennessee.
All right, you got New York, and they start working on Tennessee. He's Dion Branch, Patriots wide receiver. Dion, thanks. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, thank you all.